Hello, I'm Jill Charlebois. This is your daily news podcast for Monday, May 19th. The Durham Street Bridge in Walkerton will be fully closed overnight tonight. The bridge will close at 10 o'clock tonight and is expected to reopen 4 o'clock Tuesday morning. Drivers and pedestrians are asked to use alternate routes and to be patient as the contractor works to complete crucial repairs to the bridge. The closure is needed to shift alternating lanes from the south side of the bridge to the north side. Once that closure ends, the bridge will return to alternating traffic with a single lane closure using temporary traffic lights. Kincardine is announcing the name of their newest Zamboni being added to the Davidson Center's fleet. Over the winter, the municipality had called on the public to help name the new ice resurfacer. They received 384 name suggestions, which was then reduced to a 15-name shortlist. Suggested names included Smooth Operator, Ice Ice Davy, and Flood. With so many suggestions, a random draw was held to pick the new name. The winner was Chillzilla, which was suggested by Karen Powell. Prime Minister Mark Carney was able to have a discussion with American Vice President J.D. Vancewell in Rome. The pair spoke about fair trade policies, efforts to secure the border, and the ongoing crackdown on fentanyl. On social media, Carney said that they had a good conversation, adding that the two countries are stronger when they work together. Carney and Vance were two leaders that were in Rome for Pope Leo XIV's inaugural mass earlier that day. The weeks-long search for two small children in Nova Scotia continued yesterday. 6-year-old Lily and 4-year-old Jack Sullivan were last seen on Friday, May 2nd. 115 people showed up for the search yesterday. Police had scaled back search efforts on May 7th after it was said that there was little chance that the children were still alive. Their search efforts over the weekend weren't able to include helicopters because of poor flying conditions. In sports, Canada is back in action this afternoon as they take on Finland in one of four games at the Men's World Hockey Championships. In the WNBA, the Seattle Storm visits the Dallas Wings this evening at 8. The Blue Jays have the day off before welcoming the San Diego Padres tomorrow night at the Rogers Center. Both the NHL and the NBA are quiet ahead of the conference final matchups. The NHL's Eastern Conference Final between Florida and Carolina starts Tuesday, while the West Final between Edmonton and Dallas starts on Wednesday. The NBA playoffs resume tomorrow between Minnesota and the Thunder. The PWHL finals also start tomorrow with the reigning champion Minnesota Frost and the Ottawa Charge. And that gets underway tomorrow night at 7. From the Bayshore Broadcasting Weather Center, today mainly sunny and breezy with a high of 11. Tonight, clear skies and breezy with a low of plus 1. Tomorrow, sunshine and a high of 15. And Wednesday, cloudy with a chance of showers and a high of 14. You can find current conditions and the long-range forecast at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca.